Queenstown after a hot toddy or two on the slopes this winter. Local paper Mountain Scene has decided to name and shame drink drivers on its front page. Latest stats show the popular tourist resort town is bucking the national downward trend, with an average of 4 people a week busted for driving over the legal limit. And Mountain Scene editor David Williams, for one, has had enough, and David Williams is with me. David, evening to you.
Good evening.
And we also have Queenstown lawyer Liam Collins. Hello to you, Liam.
Good afternoon.
And thank you. David, first to you. So why did you decide to go ahead with this?
There have been very strong comments from judges, actually going back a number of years, about the epidemic of drink drivers in this town. And in the last year, I've been here 3 years this time, and in the last year, there have been very strong judges' comments. One said she was quite frankly sick of dealing with drink drive cases, and we thought, well, if the judicial system isn't offering up a deterrent that's bad enough for people not to get behind the wheel, that we'd help out.
And what is the trend? The trend indicates, does it, that the drink drive cases are actually increasing in numbers?
That's correct, yeah. So we got some stats from the ministry, and from 2012 they were 169 and they've gone up to 208 in 2016. And the numbers of that we've put 100 names on the front page today, and they are the 100 people that we know of that have been convicted of drink driving in this town this year. So that's already, it's not even 6 months old.
What reaction have you had?
Generally, it's been two reactions. One is good on you, and the other is how dare you. So very strong reaction.
And what about police? They obviously support this, do they?
Well, I don't really know. There's been no official word from them, but we've worked with them in terms of getting stories leading up for our campaign.
And legally, David, it's all above board, is it? I mean, this is in the public domain anyway. You can do this?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's open justice. All right. Denunciation as the law provides.
So, Liam Collins, as a lawyer, what's your view on this?
Obviously, to be honest, I haven't read the article today and I don't know the stats. I just wonder, and one thing is, drink driving in Queenstown is certainly commented on by the judiciary. A lot of the regular list days are a large percentage of those are drink drive cases. But we live in a lucky town that we don't have a lot of serious crime. Perhaps that is why it sticks out. In terms of drink driving, we've got a lot of people here on low-wage jobs, expensive living costs. They come into one argument is that they can afford to go on the drink, they can afford taxis or home. But if they live in Kelvin Heights, Arrowtown, Fernhill, Frankton, Jack's Point, a taxi ride is in excess of $80, $100. I don't know, there should be perhaps more options to get people home. There's obviously, can't be free, but... a lot of people, I think, take the attitude of it's just, I'm not that much over the limit, I'm just around the corner, and they take a risk. And unfortunately, in Queenstown, the police seem to be very, very hot on catching people.
Okay, but as a lawyer, the transport issues is one thing, but that's not what took their court. They shouldn't have been drinking, they're over the limit. Are you against their names being publicised in the paper?
It's hard to say, because, I mean, the difficulty is if they didn't make name suppression applications at the time, then it's probably too little too late. The difficulty is what was well published last year, the prominent Queenstown businessman who was discharged without conviction for drink driving, and he obviously satisfied that very tough test in the court. And a lot of people now also want to approach the court and ask, well, why not me as well? So a lot of people are seeking to try and avoid that conviction itself. It can be very damaging. In terms of the maximum penalty, it is a very, very relatively low maximum penalty. You spoke of deterrent earlier, I think David did.
Mm.
And it's a 3-month maximum penalty. You know, you're far likely to get perhaps a better sentence or an outcome for a worse penalty, such a common assault, but a 1-year maximum penalty. It's maybe we address how we view it. It's considered policy reasons, obviously, it's a social evil. It can have grave consequences. The difficulty is even extreme drunken, bad, dangerous driving could perhaps result in, you know, no one gets hurt. In a moment's carelessness, someone playing on a cell phone can cause death.
Yeah, okay. But it's coming back to you, David, I guess you could make the argument, couldn't you, that the public humiliation that this brings is greater than the punishment, David?
Well, I don't think it's that. I mean, the names would be published anyway.
Mm.
It's just that we're putting it on the front page, and if you don't want your name on the front page, don't drink drive. It's pretty simple.
Right. What do you make of that, Liam? That's a fair point, isn't it?
I'm not arguing with that. I mean, ultimately, If people have the grounds and wish to make an application for name suppression and they can satisfy the court, then obviously their names won't be able to be published. That's a tough test to meet as well. I'm not here at all. Please don't take me as supportive of drink driving. I'm a big fan of the principles of open media. I understand the importance of that. But just on a personal level, you know, most of these people, it is their first offence ever. They're not coming to the court with long rap sheets. They feel deeply remorseful and they are sick of making this mistake, the decision they made. So, I mean, at a personal level, it is tough for these people, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, David, I mean, if it reduces drink driving in Queenstown and the area around there, I think that's a good thing. Your intention is to make this a regular feature, is it, David?
So this is for the rest of the year. If you appear in court on any Monday and you're convicted of drink driving, you're on the front page of our paper on Thursday.
Okay. What do you make of that, Liam? So it's not a six-monthly... Because you had about 100 on the page today, didn't you, David?
That's right. So 100. So we know of several that are coming up. In fact, I think there were 7 drink drive arrests over the weekend and 1 overnight. So, there are plenty to come.
And you're hoping that will be a deterrent? So that'll be in bold letter. You'll be out. You can't miss it. Is that about it, David? You won't be able to miss it?
Yeah, it won't be a lead story, but it'll certainly be a box like it was today. It'll have white text on a black box. It'll be very prominent. And it's for... till the end of the year, and then we can obviously review how it's gone.
Okay, finally, Liam, how do you view that one? I would point out that overseas you get arrested and you're on the TV and in the papers before the trial.
Yeah, well, the difficulty is I predict probably a few more people instructing me to make name suppression applications, which is more work. But
okay,
I can't argue with the merit in that. It's open justice. These people have been convicted.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. That is David Williams, editor of Mountain Scene, and Queenstown lawyer Liam Collins. It is coming up 4:17.